Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back in on Inside the Clubhouse here on 670 The Score. I'm Matt Spiegel, my partner Bruce Levine. It's Bruce's show. I'm his partner, truth be told, and we welcome in our guest right now on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline. Alpamonte Ford is in Melrose Park, kind enough to give us a few minutes in the midst of 8 games in 8 days. It is the tireless, seemingly, Joe Buck joining us right now. Good morning, Joe.
Hello. What's up, guys? How we doing?
We are
That's
good.
Great.
We are good. You know, do it as long as you can, right, man? It's awesome. And I told you this off the air. You sound as comfortable as I've ever heard you doing anything. And it's really from sport to sport, from night to night. I hope that is real. And I hope that not is drug related or anything like that. You sound very comfy.
Yes, I'm a drug-addled play-by-play guy, just wandering the streets. And if I happen to come across a stadium where a game is happening, I just wander in and do it and wander out. I don't know if it's a crowd thing. Maybe that is, that it feels more intimate because it's not, you know, a sold-out, crazed atmosphere. It sounds like it in my headset when I put it on because they pipe in crowd noise. But I feel maybe that's part of the equation because it does feel different. But it's been fun. I've loved having kind of a game a day. And, you know, once you get into these postseason series, you set it up and then you let it unfold. And if you're willing to just let it unfold instead of trying to grab it by the throat all the time and just hammer people with stats and all that, I think you can have fun with it. And that's kind of the attitude I've taken this year.
Joe, when you prepare for a game on an individual day, take us through preparation for game 4 of the 2020 World Series. What is your day like other than being woken up by people you don't want to talk to on the radio?
No, I would talk to you any day, and you both know that. the funny thing is I have the kind of the skeleton of what I need. So I have a scorebook that it's different than football. Football is you work all week. Or in the case of a Thursday game, you still work Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. By the time you get to the stadium, what I have in front of me for football is done. Like we get there really early, and there's a lot of standing around. When I get there for a baseball game, like we get there really early. So we'll get there today at, let's say, 3:30, and the game is whatever it is, 7 o'clock. And it feels even longer because there's no access to managers. We do a Zoom call with them. We're not going down on the field. We're not standing around the batting cage. We're not doing any of that. So because of social distancing and trying to stay, outside their bubble, we're in the booth for basically 3 hours of doing nothing. But that time is used for me putting the lineups in for that day. All of the numbers, regular season, what they've done in the World Series, what they've done in the postseason in general. And then I kind of just build it toward the first pitch. But the skeleton part that I was talking about, I worked on that coming back from Philadelphia the other night for the next three games. So I've got the obvious parts of my scorebook done, and then I fill in as I go. But I'll get up, you know, once I get off the phone, I'll start working on mainly the pitching matchup for tonight, get all the stats in, get all the trends or whatever in, and go with that. But it's mainly pitching until I get to the park, and then it's lineup, and then it's staff. I mean, I don't know if that's boring or not, but that's the only way I can do it.
Last night when Austin Barnes had the beautiful sacrifice, the squeeze bunt, I immediately was wondering, God, how many have there been in the postseason? Because I remember a couple weeks ago, the number was zero. It was zero. And you had it right away within one sentence. You said, that's only the third of the entire postseason. I'm like, damn, there it is right there. Is that you? Is that Steve Horn, your guy? Is he still with you? I don't know where that was.
Oh, he's with me. If he leaves, I'm done.
Yeah, he's the best, right? So
yeah, he is. But it's funny because we had just looked at that stat. It's just one of those good timing things because we had just looked at that stat before the game started. We were running through all the graphics that we had, and that was a graphic, and it read two. And so I'm no genius, but I know that that 2 + 1 = 3, and so I was able to spit it out pretty fast. But the reason why it was an interesting stat is because, you know, you're talking about whatever the other years have been here recently, but it's 20 or 30 per postseason, or, you know, it used to be way more. But that was obviously because pitchers were hitting. Now with the universal DH, there's less of that, so much so that there's been basically none. And for Barnes to execute a safety squeeze at the end of October, I thought it's a pretty significant play because these guys didn't have a full spring training. And, yeah, I know everybody should be able to bunt. But I think anybody watching the game today knows that bunting is such a lost art. And to just put bat on the ball and be able to push it exactly where you want to push it and deliver a run in support of Walker Buehler, it was just a big play. And so, yeah, we were able to spit that stat out pretty fast.
Joe Buck is our guest on Inside the Clubhouse. He's Matt. I'm Bruce. We're here for you 52 weeks out of the year from 9 to 11 talking baseball, and we're fortunate to have Joe for just a couple more minutes here. Joe, what are your major concerns about baseball going forward and the health of the sport? Where do you think there are a couple of power points in your mind of what they have to do to stay as viable as they've been and to I don't know if you can call it, recapture the energy of the sport the way it was at one point?
Yeah, I think that's a tricky equation because it requires a lot of people sitting down and figuring out the best way forward. And I think it obviously requires people on ownership and management side and people on the player side. You know, when I talk of players, forget me. I mean, I'm 51. I think I grew up in a really fun era of the game. I wish as a true baseball fan, I wish I was even older because I wish I had seen baseball in the 60s, which I think is kind of the heyday of the sport with mm-hmm. the players that were kind of intersecting in the 60s. And you know, you could write a thesis on that, but I still think 80s and 90s baseball is different than the baseball we see here. What I love about the game today is the power. I love power pitching. I loved watching Walker Buehler last night, but I also love watching a pitcher get deeper into a ball game. And Buehler, you know, had they pushed him, I think could have given another inning or two. But that's, you know, that's with the lead the way it was, they didn't need to push him last night. I think the three true outcomes is getting pretty heavy in the game with strikeout or walk or homer. And talking to people that are fresh out of the game, I think once they're in it or when they're in it, it's difficult to make the argument that the game needs some tweaking. Once they get out and they watch it as fans, I think their attitude can sometimes change. So I would like to see, you know, I'd like to see what the commissioner was talking about a couple of springs ago. A pitch clock, which is instituted in the minor leagues. I'd like to see more strikes called by umpires. Get the game, in other words, get the game moving with a little bit more of a higher pace to it. And I think that, you know, when they talk about overall time of game, it's not the overall time of game of getting it down from 3 hours and 6 minutes to 2 hours and 58 minutes. It's once the inning starts, how much action is actually happening, whether that's banning the shift and making it go back to being able to put the ball in play, you know, a ground ball finding a hole a little bit more easily. I think that's where the disconnect is, and everybody's aware of it. It's just, how do you kind of legislate that stuff back into the game? So, you know, Rob Manfred's aware of it. I think plenty of owners are, and I think more and more players are that doing that would make some sense. But I love, you know, last night that game was awesome, and I love seeing power on power, and last night the Dodgers' power both at the plate and on the mound was better than Tampa Bay's.
And it was a nice mix because there was lots of good two-strike approaches and two-out approaches from the Dodgers, which has emerged as a theme of this postseason, and it often does. I'll say this, in terms of also marketing the game, the way that I don't know if that was new or just really good, but I heard the home plate umpire better than I perhaps ever had in my life last night. Was that new at all, or is that just a guy who was willing to be a part of the action? Because I heard everything, and I was enjoying the hell out of that last night.
That microphone's always been there. I think it's up to the audio guy in the truck being willing to kind of, you know, as we say in the business, pot that up, but, you know, push the little button forward to make that a little louder. And yeah, I'm with you. I think anytime, I don't care what the sport is, anytime you can take a viewer down into it and kind of cross that imaginary wall and get inside it and hear that at the plate is awesome. So our audio guys, Joe Carpenter, he's a genius. Our audio guys have, and our whole department has been so good this year. They've never been tested like this before with no fans. And then you get into an LCS and a World Series, at least in Arlington, we've had fans. But how do you make the game with the ambient sounds, you know, on TV sound normal in this pandemic year? And I would put what our audio department has done up against anything we've ever done at Fox. And that's a little small piece of it. So I'm all for Joe pushing that a little bit. And then we've heard conversations at second. We've heard conversations at first. I love that stuff. And I think it's one of those things where if the wrong thing is said, I think there's enough of a delay where they can cut it out. But until somebody complains about it in baseball, I think it's one of those asking for forgiveness instead of permission kind of things.
Last thing I had for you, tell us about Charlie Raymond. Who's that kid? Ninth inning shout out for Charlie Raymond. And you seemed excited to be able to get to mention his name in the midst of a World Series.
Yeah, that's a longtime friend of mine. His name's John Raymond. His wife's Leanne. They are a really special family. He's a great guy. He's actually one of the minority owners of the Astros. And their little boy, Charlie, has been battling cancer, and it was one of those where we all celebrated when Charlie rang the bell that his treatments were over and he was cancer-free. And then I got a text in the middle of the game from John and Charlie laying in a hospital bed that he had a relapse and is waiting and hoping for the right match and a bone marrow transplant. And his life is pretty much hanging in the balance on that. So I texted John and I said, "Is Charlie awake?" And he said, "Yes, unfortunately, he should be sleeping, but he's watching this baseball game." So I said hi to him. So trying to pump him up and lift his spirits. And it's that kind of stuff that, you know, makes the other stuff really irrelevant. I mean, I, you know, as a parent myself and all the parents out there that, you know, one MRI or one CAT scan or whatever changes the rest of your life. And, you know, the work I've tried to do with Children's Hospital in St. Louis and, you know, hearing that and seeing that picture of those two laying in a hospital bed, I just wanted to try to pump them up a little bit.
Well, I'm glad you did. Great. It was nice to hear, and thanks for sharing the story. That's for sure. Bruce, Joe, who you met so many years ago, he's come a long way. He's done okay, I think. Don't you?
I think Bruce he's done
and
all right.
Bruce and I had this weird little friendship that anytime the Cardinals were in Chicago, I don't know. You and I, Bruce, used to always just kind of find our way to some corner of the media lunchroom, or walk back up to the top of Wrigley, up those ramps, and I really enjoyed those times. So I miss them.
They were great times, and it all started back with your dad. You know, when he introduced us back in St. Petersburg in the early '90s. What was it, 93 or 94, when you were just kind of starting out? It was some great times, and you know what? I can honestly tell people, which is a beautiful thing, is that Joe Buck has not changed at all as a person. He was the great person then, and he's a great person. His celebrity has not impacted him. So Matt and I really appreciate you joining us today, taking time out on such a hugely busy time for you. And that just shows us what your friendship means, and appreciate it.
Well, hey, I would talk baseball with you guys on or off the air anytime. And I love talking baseball with people who get it and care and watch and love the game. So anytime. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Joe. I think you have Take changed care. In some very elemental ways. I'll share those with you later, though. I've taken some notes. I have like a PowerPoint presentation.
Okay. Well, I mean, other than follically, I've changed follically quite a bit.
It's in a good place, though, right now. Whatever you're
thanks
doing,
again,
man.
Joe.
Just roll with it.
Okay,
thank you, Joe.
Thanks. Thanks. Right. It's getting ready for the air like, was it Snow White? I think it was Cinderella with the birds that were like pulling things here and there. And it takes a village to come on air. Trust me.
All right. We'll film that one time for us. Thank you, Joe.
Yeah. It's a lot of traps and pulleys. All right. See you guys. Bye.
Thanks, man. That's Joe right. Buck. He's a good dude. It is 670 The Score, and he's Bruce Levine. I'm Matt Spiegel. We'll take a break, come back, and let you know what we're looking for the rest of this World Series, and what we're looking for the Cubs and Sox as free agency approaches, and what the news might be over the next week or so. It's Inside the Clubhouse. Keep it right here on The Score.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.